take in right now.
I need to go through it and rehash it and.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. We'll get you through it. We'll talk you through it and get you through it. Did Dr. West talk to you about having a port?
Yes.
Placed.
He said I would be getting one.
Are you familiar with what a port is at all?
I know it's tube or something right here.
Mm-hmm. It goes into one of the bigger blood vessels so that the chemo can, you know, in the smaller ones, chemo will tear the blood vessels up. It's too harsh for them to handle.
Uh-huh.
So it goes into a bigger blood vessel and is more easily distributed throughout your body. It looks maybe between the size of a dime and a nickel in size.
Mm-hmm.
It goes right underneath your skin. When you go to have it put in, they'll give you some stuff to relax you, and they'll numb the area and put it in.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has a rubber piece in the middle of it. And that's how we access it. We take a needle and stick it in that rubber piece.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can give you medicines through it. We can also draw blood from it.
Okay, so no more needle pricks.
No more needle. Well, to some degree.
Yeah.
We will minimize it as much as we can.
And this is self-maintaining. I don't have to do anything.
Maybe after you first have it in, they'll tell you to, keep it clean and dry for a little bit, but you don't have to do anything else. Yeah,
okay.
It should take care of itself. So once we have that placed, you'll come in in the morning, and you just take a seat back at any of these locations out here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we spray it with like a cold spray to numb it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we access it and draw your blood draw labs from it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we run all our labs here, most of them, not all of them, but most of them here in the office. So we'll do that. Draw blood, we'll check your lab work every time to make sure that everything looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Before we start.
Okay.
Okay. You saw here, each little section has a recliner chair. We have pillows and blankets to use, but you can bring your own if you want to.
Okay.
There's a television in each section, so you can do that. And we have Wi-Fi as well, so you can use computers or tablets or phone, whatever you want to bring to.
Can you bring a companion?
You can bring a companion. You certainly may. That is no problem. It looks like with the drugs that he wants to give you, that you your day will be about 5 to 6 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a little bit of a lengthy day, but it's every 3 weeks, so it's kind of a long day, but then it's not as frequent. So you get a 3 week break in between.
I get the chemo, and then I have 3 weeks before.
Well, it's 3 weeks till
the
next one,
one,
so you really have two weeks in the middle between.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So you do get a little break there. Okay. You are allowed to bring, lunch with you or snacks, beverages. We have a water cooler, but that's all we have as far as that goes.
Mm-hmm.
So many people pack a cooler and bring things like that with them, or will send their guest that's sitting with them out to buy lunch. Yeah. On the day of chemo, you will likely not have any side effects from any of the chemo that day. You should feel fine to eat. Most everyone does feel fine to eat on that day. So it does.
And then afterwards?
Yeah, maybe not. It depends. But I'll get to that with you.
Okay.
But when you come in, we're going to, after we get your blood and everything, we're going to give you a series of pre-medications. To help prevent side effects as much as we can. So we're going to give you two different things to prevent nausea. And then we're going to give you Pepcid, which prevents like reflux.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will give you a steroid, which helps. Steroids help with nausea, but then they also help to keep you from having an allergic reaction to the chemotherapy itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll give you Benadryl for the same reason.
Okay.
If you never had IV Benadryl before, it sometimes will make you really sleepy. So you may get a good little nap while you're here with us, which is good. A lot of people look forward to it, in fact. Every now and then people will go off regimens where they don't need Benadryl, they won't get it, and they're kind of disappointed by it because they're looking forward to a good nap.
I haven't taken any drugs my whole life.
Yeah.
aspirin or a Tylenol or something like that. But
right.
Other than that.
Yeah. That's good. That's a good thing. So we'll give you all those pre-meds first, and then we will give you the chemotherapy. You're going to be on two different kinds of chemo, one called Taxol and the other called Carboplatin. And it's a regimen that we use very frequently here.
Is this a new drug? I don't know the facts.
Well, neither of them are new. No, okay. They're both been around for a while.
Okay.
And we use quite a bit of both of them and often in conjunction or together like
mm-hmm.
that. So it's pretty pretty common for us to use those. In here in your packet, I have information on each of the drugs that you can read through. It probably has more information really than you want to see in here. And it will list really every possible side effect is listed in here. But when you're looking through it, just remember not all side effects affect everyone. And no one has all the side effects at the same time. The chemotherapy itself fights the cancer, but it also fights off your own immune system, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
So this time of year especially, you're going to have to just be really, really careful. You don't want to be around anybody that's sick as
mm-hmm.
much as possible. You're going to do really good hand washing at home, too, and make sure that anyone that's around you is doing that as well.
Okay.
And then we will have you come in the week after chemo, 1 week after chemo, just to have labs drawn. So that we don't draw that off the port, though. That is the stick you'll still have, unfortunately.
Okay.
But we do that just to see, if the chemotherapy has really dropped your counts or if they're, kind of holding steady.
Mm-hmm.
If you get really low, then we'll tell you that you're really low. And you probably shouldn't be in big crowds and that kind of stuff. And we'll tell you different things, even more precautions to use if your counts drop really low.
So to be extra precautious, just try to stay away from anything that might...
Well, we're tired, so we have that working.
That's good, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
So you just hang around the house and watch movies all day.
Right,
7 days a week.
And you don't have to do that all the time, but if we call you and say your counts are really low, then that's not
you
the time
to,
be going out in a huge crowd and around tons of people and, that kind of thing.
Right.
But we will let you know that as well. If they drop really low as well, there's a different medication that we sometimes use that we'll talk about if you get to that or you need it. But sometimes that can help build your counts back up. This regimen of chemo sometimes can affect your hemoglobin as well, your red blood cells. We'll watch that. Platelets can be affected, which is the clotting factor of your blood. So we'll watch that as well and let you know if any of them are low and things to worry about.
So I have two more injections of the blood thinner that I gave you at the hospital. Finish that up.
Oh yeah, go ahead. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, we have many people that have used it and at the same time, and that's not a problem unless you were to drop literally. But by the time you'll be done with those before you ever really get into it. So that's good. Not bad either.
Dr. West was saying about 7 days after the first chemo, I'll be tired, weak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct.
How do you deal with that? What do I do?
Well, you don't fight it, for one thing. Some people want to think that it's mind over matter kind of thing. They can just fight through it, but
mm-hmm.
that's really not the best way. Just rest as much as you can. And if you're retired, that's wonderful. Maybe you won't have to be doing as much. So just rest as much as you can, and when you feel like doing things, then do them, but just don't try to push through it, okay? And it varies from person to person, how fatigued you feel, but you probably notice it. You're going to notice it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are, have that a little more than others.
Well, she's got a lot of that now. Will that add to the weakness?
Yes, it will, yeah.
Fatigue I've had in the last 2 months, I think, is coming from the cancer.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. It's been working on me, unknown to me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely going to be part of it, and that will add to it a little bit. And usually we say it's a couple days. Usually the day of chemo, the next day, you're feeling pretty good. Mm-hmm. By the second, third day, you may actually start feeling some of the symptoms of it, where you're starting to feel tired, that kind of thing.
What?
Sometimes a few days, sometimes a little longer. But again, it varies from person to person. Okay, how do you feel? The other thing, we give you the nausea medications, and we'll give you a prescription to use at home as well to prevent nausea. So we don't see a lot of people with nausea, which is a good thing.
Or the vomiting.
No nausea, no vomiting overall. I mean, it occasionally, maybe a little episode here or there where you don't feel quite right. But
how about the appetite?
Well, as I say, more than nausea, vomiting, we see more likely a loss of appetite in a few days.
Looks.
Nothing's as exciting. Yeah, nothing's as good as.
So if you find something that really works, you should just stick with that.
Just
like
stick with
tons
it.
Of strawberries.
Yeah, I mean, if it tastes good to you, then eat what tastes good to you. If you are having appetite issues, try to make sure you're drinking as much as you can, and do smaller, more frequent meals instead of a big meal. That kind of thing.
But still try to have a balanced, try to have
as much as you can, but if if you're really just not feeling good at all with the appetite, just whatever tastes good to you, that's good.
Okay.
That's good. Okay. Unfortunately, with this combination, you will likely lose your hair. That's the big side effect that, of course, upsets so many people. And we have a little thing in here for a place that we use often. Somewhere in this little packet, Planet Hair, if you're interested in wigs or scarves or any of that.
Okay, and so when will the hair start coming in?
Usually not the first one, after the first treatment, but by the second you may start to have some of it coming out.
Because I don't have that much hairs anyways.
Yeah, by the third for sure, but it may start a little bit earlier, a little bit at a time kind of thing.
And that's when you just shave it all off and...
A lot of people do, yeah. They'd rather do it that
put
way.
Put a scarf on or something.
A lot of our patients.
And does it come back 100%, 200% that she hopes?
200%. Oh, yeah, it does vary. We've had people come in and say, my hair was never like this before.
Yeah,
and now
it's straight hair and then they have curly.
Curly,
hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, when
it does
will the hair
it.
Start coming back after all of the treatments?
Mm-hmm. After all of them, yeah.
So.
Well, during the gap where you're...
Doing radiation,
you may have a little bit of it come back, but probably not the full, head of hair. But yeah, once you're done, and probably several weeks out, because you'll still have some of it in your system for a while after.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it starts leaving your system for good, then your hair will start coming back. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What else do I want to tell you? I think we kind of talked about all these good things. Do you have any questions for me right now? Because I'm just making sure we've covered it all.
If I think of some questions, I can call.
You can always call us. That's an excellent point. I have a card right here in the front. It's a direct, we have two direct lines back to our chemotherapy desk.
Okay.
So you can call us directly.
Okay.
We answer all our calls every day. So, you'll hear from us the same day that you call. Sometimes if you call first thing in the morning, you may not hear from us until the afternoon because we're with patients.
Mm-hmm.
But we do, before we leave each day, make sure we've called, answered all our calls. So you will hear from us that day. If it's something more urgent, then you should just call the main office number, tell a receptionist you need to talk to us right away.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll come and tell us, and we'll call you back right away.
Okay.
For when we're not open or we're not here, if it's something that you're concerned about and not feeling well or something's going on, Dr. West and his partner, Dr. Carter, are on call, for all those hours. So
mm-hmm.
there's always someone there to talk to if you need help for anything.
Okay.
I'll tell you about the prescriptions real quick. Okay, there are three prescriptions in here, and there's a sheet in the packet that talks about each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you information, more detailed information, or the information I'm going to tell you anyway is on the sheet if you need to refer to it to remember. One is a steroid, like I said, that helps with nausea, but it also helps prevent you from having kind of an allergic reaction to any of the chemo drugs. Mainly the Taxol is mixed in something that sometimes people are allergic to. So we have you take steroids before each treatment to prevent that.
Now, what are the side effects of steroids?
Steroids can make you hungry. People say that they feel a little more energy and stuff when they're on the steroids.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of amps you up a little bit. But these aren't large doses of steroids. It just depends if you haven't had any a lot of meds before, so you may notice it, as some of our patients do, because they they said they have an energy burst for a couple days. But you may not notice it at all because it's not a huge dose of steroids. But hopefully, sometimes it'll make you really hungry. Sometimes you can have some swelling related to it, but we don't see a lot of that happen. It's usually the much bigger doses of steroids that cause that kind of stuff. But it does sound like a lot when I tell you. We're going to have you take 5 tablets at midnight and 5 more at 6 a.m. before each treatment. Okay.
So it's just right before each treatment, not
And then it's a little bit after. Oh, well, okay. It's a couple days. It's only 2 days after.
Okay.
But the tablets are small, so that's good news. When you're going to take 5 of them, it's good when they're small. And then after, the day after chemo, you'll take one pill twice a day for the 2 days after chemo, and then one pill once a day. Okay, and that's all on here, I promise.
Okay. Yeah. One pill is for how long?
Just 1 day.
Just 1 day.
Yeah, so it's just 3 days after chemo that you're on it, and then you're done.
Okay.
And this is because you can't just take a bunch of steroids and stop. You have to taper off steroids.
Okay.
So that's what that's all about. And then we give you 2 prescriptions for nausea medication, anti-nausea medications. One is called Zofran or Ondansetron. And you'll take that every 8 hours for 3 days after chemotherapy just to prevent nausea. So even if you're not nauseous, we want you to take it around the clock. And that's just to prevent it. Okay. And then there's a 3rd prescription called promethazine or Phenergan. And you'll take that. That's for if the ondansetron is not completely controlling your nausea. If you still have a little nausea or something, you can add the promethazine in. Or down the line, if you're nauseated, you can take the promethazine. The promethazine works better when you are nauseous, to go ahead and take that instead of the Zofran. Promethazine will make you very sleepy, so
yeah,
just be aware of that.
And I'll take both of those?
You can if you need to.
But you start with the first one?
Yes, you start with the ondansetron, 1 pill every 8 hours for 3 days. And then you only need the other one if you're nauseous, if you have nausea, despite the Zofran.
So when you start, when you start feeling nauseous, then you take this?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly, and that's all written down for you on your sheet. Okay.
And so will I start, swelling up anymore?
I wouldn't think so. I don't think you'll have a lot of
fluid retention.
I don't think so.
No.
I mean, occasionally people do for different reasons. They have different things going on with them.
Now, will she lose weight?
Maybe.
Do some patients lose
some
weight?
Some people do. I wouldn't see
okay.
you. usually a drastic amount. We'll watch that as well.
Okay.
While you're having chemo, you'll see Dr. West every 3 weeks to talk to him and make sure everything looks okay. And we'll try and set it up. Usually we try to set it up so you have chemo the same day that you see him.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just start with us, and we're giving you medicines and doing our thing, and then they'll come over and get you and bring you over there, and keep all the meds still going while you're over there, and you see him and talk to him and deal with, and then come back over.
Okay.
And each time you come, we're going to ask you as well, you know, how are you feeling, how
mm-hmm.
are you eating, is everything going okay, you know, and we'll ask you about a variety of different things to make sure
do
that
people actually are they able to continue working when
some people do
work
yeah
this?
Some people work right through it. Some people drive themselves and do it and drive home. Other people prefer to have someone with them to drive
mm-hmm.
them home. It just depends on how, it's not really how the chemo is going to affect you. It more depends on how the Benadryl is going to affect you. If it knocks you out and makes you sleepy, sometimes you don't feel like driving.
So where is she in the age curve? I mean, she's retired, but you've got people that are still working and...
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. We have
this.
Younger, older,
variety.
And heavy age, I
we
imagine.
Have, yeah, exactly. We have all ages that go through this, unfortunately. So what I want to, he wants to start you as soon as possible. I know we have availability here this week to start, but I need to get the port in first.
Do you do that here? Or?
No, we do not do that here. We use a place called Richmond Vascular Center, And it's further down, if you leave the hospital, you turn, make a left on Midlothian,
uh-huh.
go over where the Powhite is, and it's like on the right-hand side off of Wadsworth. I don't know if you're familiar where that is.
So that depends on when they can get the port in,
yeah,
so when we can do
I'm
going to
call him, if you don't mind waiting right here, I'll
soon
call
as possible.
Him.
We're fine
and
with
see.
Any time.
Excellent. Okay, that helps a lot because it makes
yeah.
it easy. So I'm going to call him and see what kind of availability they have, and then hopefully... we can get you in here the very next day.
Yes.
And we try to do that, you know, because I know you want to get started.
Yes.
And also it helps because they access the port there to test it out, and then we have them just leave it accessed so that you don't have to come in right after it's been put in and have a stick in it. Cause it's, that's when it's a little tender.
Okay.
So it'll be numb, they'll put it in, then it'll be all set to go.
Okay.
All right, so give me just a few minutes. I'm going to call over there and see what I can get for you.
Okay.